This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
It's the end of an era for a River West institution. After more than 20 years, a River West co-op is closing, leaving many in the community reflecting on what it meant to be the neighborhood. Former volunteer coordinator Nikolai Chajo says this.
So the co-op never measured its success by the money it made. Its motto was food for people, not for profit. And in that sense, every day that it was open and bringing people in and building relationships, it was achieving what it set out to achieve.
Chajo and other volunteers say while the store itself is closing, its impact on the neighborhood will last well beyond the final day. A man is arrested for a violent assault on UW-Madison's campus. Police say the victim was critically injured in a targeted and unprovoked attack. It happened in a parking lot adjacent to Camp Randall Stadium at 2 a.m. on Saturday. The suspect fled the scene, and police later located and arrested Keith Jones without incident. Jones faces tentative charges of aggravated battery with intent to cause great bodily harm, robbery, and violating probation. The ACLU of Wisconsin petitions the state's high court to make it illegal to hold ICE detainees in Wisconsin jails. The lawsuit claims sheriffs from Walworth, Brown, Kenosha, Sauk, and Marathon counties are voluntarily holding people for an additional 48 hours after they should be released under state law. The extra hold time allows for immigration agents to get custody of individuals so they can be deported. The organization claims that ICE sends detainers even for people with no criminal records or people who still have charges pending in Wisconsin courts. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is, where'd it go? The number. That's what I get for being in the middle of doing something while I am sitting here trying to finish something. It's just one of them days. I have to tell you about my Sunday. It was crazy. And yes, I'm doing two things at one time because every time I do one thing at one time, I lose focus. And so I want you to know exactly what happened to me on yesterday. So I was fumbling around doing my show topic, I was doing my show prep and I came across a story and it was about what happened to me on Sunday.
And it wasn't that bad. It was how they handled it initially. And later, well, I think it got fixed. But it wasn't great. And so what I'm going to do is read this story to you from JS Online that talks about what happened to me. So the story on JS Online from yesterday, a simple story. And it was kind of cute the way the story was written, because if you read the story, you might think that everything was, you know, everything was cool and, you know, it was no big deal, right? Not so. The story says Amtrak train going from Milwaukee to Chicago collides with construction vehicle. Now, let me be 100% totally honest. I was not on that train. I was not on the train that was on its way to Chicago that hit something, some construction vehicle. So I don't know if you know, going to Chicago on Amtrak, the Hiawatha line, there's an area where it goes to one track. Usually there's two tracks, one northbound, one southbound. But in this instance, it's only one track. They're doing construction. So they have to hold a train or put trains in certain staggered schedules so that they don't pass that section of the track at the same time and have to stop and wait. Right. That way you can get to Chicago in an hour and 42 minutes or an hour and whatever they say. So get on the train. Train left at 1:05, supposed to be in Chicago at 2:44. That's the Amtrak schedule. That's what's posted. That's what time it left. They tell you doors close 5 minutes early and they roll out. And if you ain't there, too bad. Kelly Arsenault wrote the story for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So that's it. So she wrote the story today. It was updated at 12:47 p.m. Central Time. So the story basically tells, you know, it's accurate, but train leaves at 1:05. At about 1:47, 1:50, we get a text that says, "Hey, train is holding because there's an accident." So I'm thinking to myself, well, dude, if there's an accident, there's really no way we're going to be able to get there. Like, I don't really understand how we're going to get there. So I get the usual, you know, "Hey, we're lucky. Thanks for coming. Wait room, guests, great hall, blah, blah, blah." Then all of a sudden it says delay notification as of 1:47. Train 336 is currently being held at Sturtevant due to a disabled train blocking the route ahead. Well, the train wasn't disabled. The train hit a construction vehicle, a forklift that's attached to it. So they're doing work on one. I'm assuming this part based on what I saw in the picture. So I thought, well, what's going on? So, of course, I look up ABC7 in Chicago, Channel 7 on the internet, and I see at basically a little before 12, this train hit the construction vehicle. And so the story says an Amtrak train heading from Milwaukee to Chicago crashed into a construction vehicle September 21st in Lake Forest, Illinois, authorities say. The person operating the construction vehicle, a front-end loader, was treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, according to the Lake Forest Police Department. None of the 206 passengers and crew members on the train were injured, Amtrak spokesperson Mark Magliari said, if I'm saying that name right. Police say the collision happened around, you ready? 12:05, September 21st, and prompted emergency response from Lake Forest Police and Fire Departments. The front end loader was working on maintenance on the track, police said. Magliari said the train was canceled. All the passengers finished their route to Chicago on a metro train. And normal operations resumed by late afternoon, September 21st, Magliari said. They said the story was updated due to an inaccuracy. I don't know what that inaccuracy was. Now, I was on that train that was after it, that left at 1:05. So what I don't understand is if this train left early and it hit something and it stranded, why did you let us leave the intermodal station? Why would Amtrak let a train leave knowing that it's blocked? Well, I guess in their estimation, it was going to be cleared and we could just go. So we got to Sturtevant and we had to wait. And wait. Now, granted, train gets in at 2:44. I have an event to be at from 3 to 6 downtown. I'm giving this out to you in the 400 block of North Michigan Avenue. So if you know where the Union Station is in Chicago to the 400 block of North Michigan, it is literally an 8-minute Uber ride. So I had enough time to make it to Chicago, wait for an Uber, get an Uber, get to where I'm going, get in the elevator, and be there before 3:00. Why? Because the train, the Uber came like within a minute. I think it was 2 minutes, and it's an 8-minute ride. That's 10 minutes out of 16. Elevator would have got me there in about a minute and a half. I could rock this thing. No. I sat in Sturtevant for a couple hours. So now I'm sitting in Sturtevant and I'm thinking to myself, well, technically, because I parked at the intermodal station, I could actually go get my, I could take an Uber from Sturtevant to the intermodal station downtown. And I looked and it said it would take 23 minutes. Then it said it would take 30 minutes. I was like, okay, whatever. Because I use Waze, you know, the app for traffic. And so I say, I'm going to wait. So I waited. I said, I'm going to give it till 3:00. Then I said, I'm going to give it till 3:30. Because I calculated, if I can leave and take a half hour to get there and a half hour to drive back past Sturtevant on my way to Chicago, the train started moving at about 3:30. So the time it would have taken me to go back and get there in an hour, the train would have already been moving. I literally would have been in the same place. But it didn't. So we waited and we waited and we kept getting updates. And we kept getting updates. And then at 3:01, they said it remained stopped. At 3:36, it resumed service. So in the time I could have gone back to get my car and come back, I would have been on the road at the same time as the train and got there at the same time. So I said, fine, I'm going to stay on the train. Then the train kept getting stopped because the train that was in front of us, let me go back. So the train would go and then it would stop and then it would go and then it would stop. And I'm wondering what's going on. In the meantime, I go on X. And I start on X like, hey, what's up? I'm stuck, blah, 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 blah. They, in turn, hit me on X and say, hey, can you DM Amtrak? We'd love to talk to you. Because I complained about the fact that this response seems canned. Like, this seems like AI. The person texts me back and says, I'm not AI. This is not AI. This is an actual customer service person. I said, okay. He said, he or she said, I'll DM you. They never identified themselves. So I DM them. And on X, I sent a direct message. And, you know, I'm like, hey, what's going on? Meanwhile, on X, I've put several updates on, hey, this is what they're doing and this is what they're saying and blah, 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 blah. Right? So they do the, we're truly sorry. Meanwhile, I'm putting on there, we've stopped again. It's terrible service. We're truly sorry to hear how this delay affected your plans and add to an already difficult travel experience. We look forward to hearing from you when your trip is complete so that we can look into how we can make this up to you. So I got to wait till it's over? I guess that depends on the severity. And so I said, lose the canned passive responses. I missed an important event with 100 people there. There's nothing Amtrak can ever do to recreate the event. Now it's raining. The train has stopped for now 20 more minutes. We roll at 15 miles an hour, then we stop. I will literally be late for my trip to Milwaukee on Amtrak coming back. That's how terrible your service is. This has turned into a wasted afternoon with a train ride back to Milwaukee from Chicago in 2 hours, all wasted time. And then I said, I'm requesting vouchers. Amtrak said, we'll offer you an electronic transportation voucher in the amount of $20 for your reservation. I'm like, excuse me? That's not even the cost of my ticket where I missed what I was going to. Are you kidding me? So I sent the information in on my wife. The transportation voucher is valid for 1 year. Ooh, one whole year for $20? Your ticket costs more than $20. But that's what I get for dealing with a quasi-governmental agency. We have issued the request for vouchers for you and your wife. Really? So you know what I did, right? I went to LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn, well, let me put it like this. On X, I might have, let me see how many people. X, I got 259 followers, right? Which is like, people don't like me on X, I guess. I'm just saying. Or maybe that's just what I have. On LinkedIn, I got 3,582 followers and 500 plus connections, which is probably around 3,000. Guess what? They hit me back with an email and said, "We're gonna refund you and your wife the full price for your tickets." Now, does that make up for the trip? No, because I missed everything. I literally got there, and in an hour, got back in line to go back home. On top of that, it started raining. Now, granted, Amtrak did make us good. They made us whole. They gave us our money back. And I am very appreciative to Amtrak for that. But if you know that there's a blockage, why don't you just stop all the trains and let people wait and let people decide what they want to do versus you making sure you keep their money? And so because you hadn't taken the ticket, and so the bad part about it is they're telling people, well, you know, if we stop in Sturtevant, if you get off the train and we leave, we'll leave you. But also, we haven't taken your ticket, so you can get alternative plans. So when I checked, I said, you know, we could go back, get back in a half hour, and in 30 minutes be right back here. This train is still sitting here. We could actually get to Chicago in time. Like, we could literally get there by, like, 3:30. And then I checked Uber. And at the time I was saying it, and this is about at 1:47 around when it happened, Uber was, like, ready. Uber was at, like, $70. Hey, for $70, you can get a trip back. So I thought that was kind of high, but, I mean, it's Uber. Gas prices are high. Everything's high. So, and I'm kind of cheap. So I said, okay. Finally, when they had the second holdup, I went, okay, this is ridiculous. We're still sitting here at 3:30. Let me, now this is about 5 minutes before we started rolling at about 3:35, 3:36. Let me get an Uber and I'm just leaving. I'm going home. Uber was $132 to $152. I said, nope, I'm staying on the train. It took us 5 hours. We got to Chicago at 6:05. By the time we walked down the platform and got upstairs to Adam Street, it was 6:08. I was livid. No information. Updates every 15 minutes, but didn't have any information. And I thought to myself, how do you categorize a day where literally you spent the afternoon on a train with people you didn't know? How do you categorize something that happened? Now, granted, let me say this. In Amtrak's defense, they did a great job in keeping the conductors on that train were phenomenal. Happened to be the same conductors on the train when I went back to Milwaukee, but that kind of scared me. I was like, They did a good job. They gave me my money back for the trip, so I got a free trip. Right? But how do you categorize a trip like this? For the first time in my life, this Amtrak ride was a train ride from hell.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm out on Friday, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know now. Who's filling in for me Friday? Do we know? Is it DT? That's some small writing, ain't it? Y'all know? I'm just okay. I ain't here on Friday, y'all. I'm taking the day off, chilling over the weekend, relaxing, chillaxing, taking it out. Hey, what's up, Kwanda? S.E. Curly Q, what's going on? Sincere, Ronnie Ray Real, where you been back? He said, I'm black. I hate when people do that. Replace back with black and, you know, all it's just, anyway. This opening music, where is it from? What opening music? Like in my open? Or like, I don't know. The name of the song in the background is Mr. Professor. So just so you know, you can check it out on Spotify. Oh, look at that. Sylvie said, good afternoon, Dr. Ken. How are you, handsome? I'm doing good. Okay. All right. Kwanda said, and you're really about to be if you focus on two things at once when it's difficult for you to do one. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Did I get a new phone yet? Look, y'all. Look. I didn't get a new phone yet. It's still cracked. You see the crack? Somebody laughed at me the other day when I, look, you see, I put my face on my phone and somebody said, well, that's silly. I said, well, if you have my phone, can you explain why my picture's on your phone if you don't know me and it's your phone? Yeah. So yeah, it's cracked to crap, but it works and it texts and it calls and it does all that stuff. The lights work, the camera work, the phone, Wi-Fi, all that works. So, you know, I'm gonna upgrade it. I think I got like a couple of $100 left on paying it off. And it's a 14 Pro and I heard the 17 just came out. What think I might give it? And they said that phone, you don't need a case. But I also heard that if you're driving at 75 miles an hour and your phone fall off your car, you're not going to need a case. It ain't going to matter what case you have on it. I did have a case on it one time. That was a case with rubber and then plastic on the outside. The problem was the phone was so good that it kept overheating because there was no air. So, you know, then there was that. Let me see. U.S. trains need to be faster like East Asian trains. No, they don't. Matthew, why are you always the opposite of everything everybody else say? They need to be faster. They need to be. But then you don't want to pay for nothing. It's amazing. Kwanda said, thank God you wasn't on that train, though. It wasn't. They clipped it, right? So the forklift was hanging over, and the train hit it and kind of spun the guy around and knocked it off the track. And it was non-life-threatening injuries, got shaken up. Train was fine and kept going. They kept slowing us down. Well, when you can see the lights on the train in front of you, you automatically have to stop. Those are the rules. So we did that like 5 or 6 times. I'm like, come on, can we just get there? And Sylvia, it wasn't that I was mad. It's that I don't think they took care of it in a way that they should have. They never should have let us leave Milwaukee. They should have told us. And then we could have decided whether or not I could just walk back to my car and drive. But they didn't do that at all. LaRon said, I was on a bullet from Taipei City to Kent, Taiwan, 220 miles an hour. I'll never take Amtrak again. I'll drive. Well, once you get used to doing 220, number one. Number two, they on an island, so they ain't got nowhere to go. From Taipei City to Taiwan. Okay, yeah, they're on an island, so I mean, where are you going to go? You should go fast. Curly Q say, poor Ken. He said, on top of that, it started raining. Yeah, it did. It literally started. I'm like, and now here come this cloud. It's turning black. I'm like, what else can go wrong? Just terrible. But yeah, so I made it, got there, got back, got home at about 9:30, 9:40. And you know when you're driving home, you get in home and you park, and then you back into the garage and you realize that you don't have any gas. I'm like, ugh. So I had to go out and get gas. And then I came home. You ready? Wide awake. I'm like, this day can't go no worse. I didn't go to bed till about 1 o'clock. And it just went from there. But I made it. Thank God I made it. 833-212-1017 is the number. So here's something. Oh, by the way, let me double check the weather, because the weather was getting kind of weird. There's a marginal risk of severe weather today. Showers and possible thunderstorms this evening will give way to cloudy skies after midnight. The low is supposed to be 62, winds from the west southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 80% chance of rain. They expect about 1 inch. So, yay, more rain. I'm just so happy. All right. So here's the deal. Came across this story on Veg Out. It's kind of cool. I'm going to tell you my rendition, but then I have a question for you. Survey asked 40 baby boomers what they regret most about their life, and the same 3 answers kept showing up. It's not missed promotions or lost chances. Well, they talked to people in their 60s and 70s about life regrets. They expected a wide range of answers. They talked about careers they never pursued, places they wish they'd visited, relationships they wish had lasted. But what surprised them, the author, was 3 things kept coming out. 40 different conversations. These same things kept coming out. Number one, not spending enough time with loved ones. Now, if you got kids, your kids don't want to spend time with you. You'd be like, hey, I'm coming to visit. I got something to do. I got somewhere to go. Now, they may regret it later, but I be trying. No, I hang out with my daughters all the time, and they come visit all the time. So everything's cool. Number two was not taking care of their health earlier. So, like, by the time you decide to work out and you skipped exercise and you smoke cigarettes and you drank a lot and just assume your body was always going to bounce back, hey, all y'all in your 20s and 30s, yeah, that's not going to happen. Just so you know, as you age, your body will start to tell you, yo, player, I'm slowing down. You need to slow down. Now, can I get some stuff? And I can still be pretty active. I can play like football. I don't like basketball, so I don't play basketball. But I would play some football any day of the week. If I'm 80, I'm going to probably play some football. I'm just saying. You could tackle me, but I get to tackle you too. I'm just saying. So I love football. That's just my thing. But the number three reason was letting fear hold them back. And so when people ask me, why do you do so much and how have you done all this stuff? And, you know, I know Matthew's out there going, oh, he's so conceited and arrogant. But how are you successful at this stuff? I tell people, I had to fight through the fear. Like, on my father's side of the family, including my sisters, everybody went to college. But nobody had an advanced degree. So when I went to go get an MBA at Concordia, that was a stretch. I already went back and got my second bachelor's degree. And so I thought, I'm already here. I may as well keep going. That was kind of a fluke. But then when it came to PhD, I ran into so much trouble. I thought, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this. And then I did it and it went through. But fear is the number one thing that held baby boomers back. Now, this generation, they don't seem to have any fear. And then when stuff goes wrong, they shut down because nobody gave them the tools. And I'm being general, of course. Nobody gave a lot of them the tools to be able to say, hey, I'm a. And so they tend to misinterpret what they see. And I see you, Dion. They tend to misinterpret what they see. For instance, if I stand here, right, for those of y'all on YouTube, if I stand here and if I put my hands up like this, what does that mean? Most people interpret that as something different. This can mean defiance. I'm not going. It can also mean endurance. I stood up. But because it means different things to different people, many times we misinterpret what we're looking at. And so we might look at something and think that it's going to be hard and we can't make it and we can't do it. When in actuality, we can. We're just scared. And it takes a lot to admit when you're scared. It takes a lot to admit, I'm terrified of doing that, but I'm going to do it anyway. Maybe I was just dumb. Okay, this kind of dumb, I'm going to do it anyway. Let me just go. Just do it. Find out. Because for me, I was always taught, if you fail, that means somebody kicked you out. They fired you. But don't you self-select yourself out of anything. And so that's how I did in life. I did it with the radio station. Oh, I'm going to go, oh, should I do it? Well, no, should I do it? I don't know. Do it. And if don't self-select yourself out the process. Jump in the process. And if they say no, they say no. If they say yes, they say yes. And to override that fear is tough in baby boomers because we got our parents in our head who grew up during the Depression saying, you better hide your money. Don't trust the bank. And you got people dying with hundreds of thousands of dollars in mattresses and boxes buried in the backyard. But then today, they just run rough. Hey, we just going to drive whatever way we want to drive, climb whatever we want to climb. Something happened, it just happened. I don't know. Dion, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hi, Dr. Ken. You know how you were speaking of the people in their 60s and 70s and speaking about not spending time with their family or mm-hmm. their loved ones?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever those subjects come up, I always think about the song, Cats in the Cradle.
Yep.
Remember yep. Cats in the Cradle?
Yep.
You know, when you're young, your parents don't want to spend time with you. But then when you get older, it's like now they want to spend time with you.
What
but
do
now
you mean
you've got,
parents don't want to spend time with you? That's not true. Oh.
Well, no, not all, but I'm saying, but if you think about that song and what you're speaking
right,
of.
Right, right.
That song comes to mind because a lot of people have gone through that.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they get older in life and they get their own families, now their parent or parents want them to just be with them. But yeah, you've got your own life to live now. You weren't raised spending time with them, but now that you want to spend time with your children and your grandchildren, then your parents feel like they're left on the back burner.
Now, are you talking X or millennials?
No, I'm speaking of the you know, what you were mentioning the survey about the people like in their 60s and their 70s.
Right.
You know. You don't think the song The Cat's in the Cradle?
Oh, it's totally appropriate. It's spot on. Part of I think the issue is the part of the song where they talk about your kids grow up just like you.
True.
And we have to make sure that we don't train our children to be like us, but to be
exactly.
better than us. And many
exactly.
times children do what they're taught, you know? So if you stay busy, they stay busy. If you don't come visit your mother and father, then they don't go visit their mother and father. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Correct. So like you said, you have to change. You have to change that cycle. And some people have, and some people stay in it.
Yeah, that's true. So very true.
You have a good day.
All right, yeah. You too.
Okay, bye. Just the other day, he came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Curly Q said, letting your fear keep you from vacationing. That is never going to happen. Josh say, what's up, Dr. Ken and Truth Nation chat? Salute. Curly Q said, go on vacation. Where'd that come from? Where did vacation? Yeah. I don't get it. 833-212-1017 is the number. So before the break, I was kind of talking about this whole regrets that boomer have. So I got to ask you, what do you regret most about your life? 833-212-1017 is the number. Still want to remind you, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show. Because you can always listen back anytime on 1017 The Truth app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, which is what I do. But think about that. What do you regret most about your life? 833-212-1017 is the number. What do you regret most? I think about I don't know. I kind of don't regret anything. I mean, there are some things I regret, but they're not major enough where I would go, I regret doing that. It would have changed. I don't. I was taught a long time ago that everything I do today is going to dictate what happens tomorrow. So I have to make sure I do things today so that I'm financially, emotionally, physically fit for tomorrow. Curly Q said, you were talking about things baby boomers regret doing. I started with not going on vacation. That's how it started. Everything pointed back to going on vacation. Kwanda said, not having more kids for my son to lean and fall on in case something happens to either me or his dad, especially with my health issues lately. That's all. Everything else made me who I am. Well, watch this. Everything that didn't happen made you who you are, too. All the things you decided not to do that then didn't become consequences that you couldn't control didn't happen, too. So maybe, I'm just going out there on a limb, maybe, right, predestination or free will, right? It always comes back to that for me. It seems to. Is that what it is? Or are you where you're supposed to be at this point in time? Because I think we forget that life kind of takes care of itself. And the one thing you can never control, time.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I was just telling Glenn, like, I thought Sade, like I'm serious. Sade is like, hey, like she's pretty hot. But there's one thing about Sade that I kind of go like, like, I've seen her up close and personal, right? You know, concerts, stuff like that. But I thought, I was watching a video of her one day, and I thought, wow, her head's pretty big. Like, in comparison to the body she has, she got a like a almond, walnut type head. And I'm like, she looks like Mr. Lemonhead. And I was like, woo, okay. I mean, she kind of hot, but she got a almond head, like lemon head. Like, And be honest with you, can you, and I'm married, so I'm not saying, but can you be with a woman whose head is bigger than yours?
Hey, yes, I've never seen that.
You would. And Glenn said that a little too fast. Yes. Did you say that yes because of it was Sade?
No, some hairstyles are more flattering than others.
No. That flat top hair she be, I was like, you need to cover that up, sister, because I'm just saying. But she could sing, though. She could sing. I'm just saying. But can you really be with a woman? Like, oh. I don't know. It was like even in her pictures, she got a forehead. Now, I got a forehead. I admit that. But that girl, whoo. That girl, she got a big forehead. I'm just saying. She do. Glenn's like, nah. I'm like, she do. She's got an almond walnut type. She's a lemon head. That's going to call her Sade Lemonhead. I'm just teasing. Hey, we know she ain't singing this song to me. We know that because I'm talking about her Lemonhead. But 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, we got top five at five. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Did I not tell you?